Welcome to the Master Marketing and Monetize podcast with me, your host, Leon George. I went from being an unfulfilled attorney at law to becoming a widely successful marketing coach. I help my clients master social media marketing their way so they can monetize their skill sets and build demand for their coaching programs. On this podcast, I share the best advice when it comes to social media marketing and running your online business. If you are an online coach or a service provider, then this is the podcast for you, as I'll get you one step closer to becoming the person that you need to be to finally have your dream life and business. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Today I am joined by the one and only Alex Beaton. She is a launch strategist. She is also known as your business bestie, and she helps persons create their own six-figure launches through her mastermind, Together We Launch. Personally, I love Alex. She has really helped me see what is possible for me and other online business owners and made me believe that building an online business is possible and profitable. She was born in Trinidad and Tobago and has pretty much lived everywhere in the world, places like the UK, the US, Venezuela, etc. So Alex, welcome again to the podcast, and how are you?
Hello, Leon. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you and your guests today. And I'm just so excited for the juicy conversation I know we're about to have.
Yes, I am so excited, Alex. So let's kick things off with you telling our listeners a bit about you, your story, and what exactly are the series of events that led you to being here today.
Sure. So my story begins back when I was in university. I was in England at the time, and I was studying management with marketing. And to be quite honest with you, I was nearing my graduation date, and I was just dreading it. Like, the thought of going into a corporate job and sitting at a desk and having to be there at certain times, it was just like really weighing heavily on me. And simultaneously, I had this passion and love for photography. And deep down, I had this secret for years while I was in university that I wanted to be a professional photographer. And you know when you want something, but you're also so ashamed of it because it's new and it's scary and you're full of doubt and fear? That's exactly what was happening to me at this moment. I wanted to be a wedding photographer, but I couldn't even bring myself to say the words. But alas, lucky for me, I have a mother who is very supportive, and she would constantly tell me, you know, if you were ever going to pursue this dream of being a wedding photographer, now is the time. You will have recently graduated. You don't have any kids. You have no responsibilities. If you're going to go for it, go for it. So I graduated from university and went headfirst into experiencing life as a wedding photographer. And the first thing I did, Leon, because my parents at the time lived in the middle of the countryside of England, in the middle of nowhere, or at least that's what it felt like to me. I didn't know anyone. And I knew that I would have to move back in with them, pay rent there with them, because my parents are very, like, they're sticklers for making sure that you pay your way. And that I would have to get this business off the ground. So I started blogging to market myself. And that's really one of the key decisions that I made that, looking back on, was really like a make or break decision for me, was just putting myself out there online. So I start building my photography business, and I just start to realize, Leon, that maybe it's not for me. It was so much work. I had to trade my time for money. It was exhausting. And although I loved it, I felt like there was more for me. And so one day I was in Photoshop looking at all of these Photoshop actions that I had created. And for anyone who doesn't know, a Photoshop action is basically a digital file that you can create that records the editing of an image so that you only have to edit it once. And then in the future, you can just press play and it'll edit it with just a press of a button. So very similar to Instagram filters that we have now. It would just change the look of your image. And so I had all of these just sitting on my computer. And one day I was like, huh, I should try selling these. So I put them up for sale online. And I will never forget, this day was a complete life changer for me, that my phone was just pinging sale after sale after sale. And I went to bed that night. I woke up the next day, hundreds of dollars richer, which at the time was like, oh my God, all I did was sleep. And I woke up and I have more money in the bank. This is crazy. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to do anything. The work was done. And so that's when the bug bit me for online business. And within 12 months, I grew that Photoshop Actions business to, it was $103,000 in the first 12 months, which again, for me at the time, having just graduated from university, having tried my hand at the photography business, like this was a game changer. I thought I'd made it. I was like, great, my life is sorted. Like, I'm just going to do this for the rest of my life. But then of course, you know, for me, what's such a common theme in my career path is the importance of following my passion. And I hit a wall in about 2012 where I just wasn't passionate about photography anymore. I didn't want to pick up my camera. It's like the photography bug had come and left. And that's when I decided to start focusing on helping people with a lot of the questions that I was now getting asked. So at that time, I was getting asked questions like, how did you grow this business? You haven't spent a single dollar on advertising. You have a completely online business, which in 2012 was unheard of. Like, it's unheard of now in 2022. 10 years ago, it was even more mind-blowing. So that's when I started getting into teaching online marketing and Instagram, and just basically every few years, just thinking, how do I, like, what do I feel like creating and how can I surprise and delight my customers and clients, which has now led me to be a launch strategist. Because for everything that I've ever made, the reason it was always successful is because I always was launching and I had these different launch strategies that I was testing, which is now what I teach. So it's like a full circle moment.
Wow, that is crazy and that is so wild. So in essence, from graduating to deciding to embark on photography and then now selling Photoshop Actions, aka filters, and now deciding to teach people how to set up the systems for their own online business and launch it. Which leads me to my next question. Why launching? Why did you decide that this is the area of business that you want to help others with?
So I think that, like I said, passion is a really big thing for me. And I will never teach something that I'm not passionate about or excited about. And for me, my most recent chapter before this one was teaching Instagram stories. And I had a lot of fun with that. It was a big chapter of my career, but nearing the end of it, I could definitely tell that I wanted to teach more than just how to create Instagram stories and how to put yourself out there. Although that is a really important part, and I'm very proud of what I had created. And what I started to realize was as I went into my own mastermind groups and as I surrounded myself by other multiple six and seven figure business owners, that the one question that I was getting asked was, how are you doing these launches? How are you building your authority through these launches? How are you getting such high numbers? And so I think when you're trying to figure out, for anyone who's listening, if you're trying to figure out, like, what should my digital offering be? A really great starting point is just looking at what are the questions that those around you are asking that to you may feel so obvious and easy. It comes naturally to you, then that's probably a very good area for you to teach and focus on.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I also feel like it's also a good starting point if you are a service provider, because you started off as a service provider, Alex, like creating photos for people, taking out photos. I started as a service provider because I was creating content for other people. And eventually, in that process of doing something for other people, you will pick up skills that you can teach other people so that they can start doing it themselves. So I feel like it's also a natural cycle to be at the stage of, I've done this for so many people, I've done this for myself. Like in your instance, you were your first testimony. You did it for yourself. You set up these Photoshop Actions for yourself. You slept and you got sales, right? And you were like, what is happening? And now you're at a stage where you can teach others how to do so. Yeah.
100%. And I think as well, what you really hit the nail on the head, like you do it yourself, then you do it with a select group of business owners. And then you realize that you have a system and you have a process that you can then teach and pass on and make your own. And I think that's what really, if I look at the success of Together We Launch compared to a lot of the other offerings that I have, is that we've been so meticulous in the product development of like, let's make this as perfect as we can. If I think back to Gram Slam, which was my online course about Instagram stories, I really just created this thing, threw it together, put it out there, and that was it. And that has its merits depending on where you're at in your business. But right now, what I'm really getting so much joy and fulfillment out of is going through the program multiple times with differing groups of business owners and tweaking it each and every single time so that it's getting better and better, more refined and more refined. And as you go through that product development phase in your own business, you'll start to realize that you're creating faster results for your people who are then even more willing to pay you even more money, because people just want fast results. They don't want it to take forever. They don't want fluff. And this is a big problem with new online course creators, is a lot of times they overwhelm their clients with too much information. So anyone who's listening, if you're creating your own online course or membership site, really think about that one transformation that people are paying you for and focus in on delivering that specific result.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I totally agree. So what would you say are some common no-nos or some common things that business owners do to sabotage their launches or even their growth as an online business? Sometimes even unknowingly, because sometimes we're doing things, I know you can relate, we're doing things and we're not aware that this thing that we keep doing over and over is actually stunting our growth as an online business owner.
That's a great question. I think mindset is so much more important than people recognize. I see a lot of people being indecisive, switching back and forth in their business models, deciding that they're going to launch this product. And then they're like, no. At the last minute, they're changing their mind and they're now going to launch this product. And they are overanalyzing why things aren't working before their launch has even finished. There's so many ways that you can self-sabotage. And we walk our members through it within Together We Launch around, like, when you choose your offer, number one, you really want to be thinking about picking something that's scalable. That's something that's really important. And I learned that lesson with Gram Slam. Gram Slam was amazing and it teaches Instagram stories and it's fantastic, but I made it in 2018. And I'll never forget that, like, literally 2 months later, Instagram had updated. And then I had to think about, oh my gosh, am I going to have to change everything in this course and update everything? And actually, what I ended up doing was just changing the sales page to just be like, quick heads up that this course was created in 2018 and it's not been updated since then, because I just didn't have the bandwidth to keep updating it. So that's one element of scalability. But the other element of scalability is looking at the offer from the perspective of your business model and asking yourself, is this something that I can scale time and time again over the next 3 years? Like, for me, if the product can take you from where you are now to where you want to be in 3 years' time, and then you can decide, okay, do I want to stick with this product? Do I want to pivot? Whatever. That's also very, very important. And that comes down to pricing, packaging, the market, offering. Again, all of these things we dive even deeper to within Together We Launch. Mindset also comes down to how you're going throughout your launch. So we get a lot of people who are in the middle of their launch and the cart is open and they're on the third day of maybe a 7-day open cart and they're not seeing the results that they want and they just want to give up. And they're like, oh my gosh, no one's buying. I'm a failure. I put all this effort in, nothing's working. And they're like depressed on the couch, which is why we always say it ain't over till it's over. Until that cart closes, until the sales page is down, you're not allowed to just, you know, surrender and just be like, I give up. I'm beaten. I lost, and just get, because that's just allowing. It's like failure knocks on your door and you just open the door and you're like, yeah, come in. No, we don't want that. You need to believe in the success of your goals right up until the very end. And it's a really interesting balance of when we talk about manifestation, you have to hold the vision of your goal in your mind and believe it with every single cell of your body, and simultaneously trust that life always has the best in mind for you. So if something ends up happening, if you don't end up reaching your goal, you have to trust that it's because something better is coming. I can't tell you, looking back at my career, how many closed doors have happened in terms of launches or opportunities or things not going the way that I wanted them to go. And I can now look back with the vision and you know, they always say hindsight is 20/20. I can now look back and say, well, I can see that when that didn't happen, my mind needed to solve that problem. So I creatively went over here and decided to try this new avenue. Even Together We Launch, when I look at Together We Launch, one of the reasons we decided to bring it back to life, because this is something I created in 2016 and actually didn't touch for like 3 years until 2019, I want to say, is when we opened it up again. It was because I needed a creative solution in my business. So doors are always closing, new doors are always opening, and you need to be able to hold space for both. I believe in my goal. I believe that I can get it. I believe that I'm here to help serve those people, and really always focusing on the impact of your offer while you launch it, and simultaneously knowing and trusting that if it doesn't go your way, there's something better that's in store for you, but you have to trust. Faith is a really big part of this process.
Wow, Alex, like you are on fire. You are just saying everything. I think that I know someone who's listening is like, I needed, absolutely needed to hear this. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate right now, because you said something in the 80s and you said that sometimes you launch something, it doesn't go as planned, and you decide to change your offer. So for someone who's listening and they may be like, what's the problem with that, Alex? It didn't go as planned. Like, I am allowed to change my mind and change my offer. What would you tell to that person right now?
I think there's a difference between changing. Okay, there's a difference between launching something, it doesn't go to plan. Maybe you look at the offer and you're like, you know what? I didn't quite get the messaging right for my ideal client. And maybe my ideal client can't even afford this offer. Maybe this offer was never going to work in the first place. And then deciding to change your offer based off of what you learned on that, I think that's fine. What I'm more talking about are people who start down a 90-day launch plan and get to like right before the cart is about to open, where they've been prepping an audience that entire time for a launch that's coming. And then right before it comes time to start selling it, they're like, no, I have this other idea. I'm going to focus on this other thing. But it's like, but you've spent the last 60 days preparing for this one direction. You can't now get there and be like, I'm going to change direction. Launching is all about analytics and data, statistics. A launch is a test. That's essentially what it is. We want to test. We want to find out, what is our conversion rate? What is our cost per lead? Did this launch experience work? Was it effective? We can't do that if 60 days in, you're like, oh, I'm going to change. I'm now going to offer something for a different ideal client who I haven't been speaking to and prepping for the sale for the last 60 days. So that's more of what I'm talking about. It's like those last minute decision changes. And here's the thing as well, Leon. Everyone is, and I want everyone listening to really let this sink in. You're the person who knows and understands your business and situation the most, right? I'm here and I'm giving you advice in a very kind of like generalized way that I'm hoping is going to be able to help people the most. But you might be in a situation where maybe you realize that your offer isn't going to work for some reason, or you might be right. You need to listen to yourself as the business owner and as the decision maker, like definitely listen to your own discernment and intuition. But for the most part, when I see people changing their mind at the last minute, it's procrastination. It's another form of procrastination. It's another form of self-sabotage. And it's a massive mindset block that holds people back from achieving the success that they're looking for.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you said that, Alex, because I feel also sometimes we're a bit impatient as online business owners, as in we're literally one day in our launch and we're expecting so much from it. You know, we're not giving people time to decide. We're not giving people time to hear the name of our offer, especially if it's like the first time that you're launching something, like people need to know about it. People need to hear it over and over and over again. So you're right, it is a form of procrastination, even maybe wanting to be perfect or wanting to make your launch be perfect, or even like making it all about you. Like sometimes we're all in our head, like, I want to hit this, I don't know, like this 50K launch, I want to hit this 10K launch, I want to hit this 100K launch, and we're making it all about us, and wanting to tell the story, and wanting to talk about it, and we're not making it about the people who is going to be impacted, or who will benefit from the program, or from the offer that we are promoting. So I feel like it's definitely a mixture of things, yeah?
100%. And you said something that's also really important. Just because you launch something once and it doesn't hit your goal the first time does not mean that this product doesn't work. It doesn't mean throw the product away. Let's start a new product. I used to think that. Like, I used to literally think if I launch this once and it doesn't hit what I want it to, then the offer is bad. That's not true. And actually, there's so much value to launching something again and again and again. And we call it rinse and repeat in Together We Launch. The rinse and repeat method means that you launch it again and again, and you learn how to refine your offer. It's exactly what you just said about people having to hear it multiple times. When you launch the first time, you think you're only selling to the group of people who are going to launch that first time, but you're not. You're selling to the people who may launch five times from now. You're selling to the people who are going to buy two times from now. So just be very open-minded that this is something that you build on, rinse and repeat. It doesn't mean that it's a failure if it didn't sell the first time. The important part is to be able to strategically step back, look at the launch that you just had. And again, I think this is a step that a lot of business owners skip, is just looking at it and thinking, okay, what went wrong? Was it that my audience wasn't big enough? Maybe I didn't get enough leads. Was my conversion rate too low? Was maybe I didn't communicate the value of the offer as well as I could have? Was my target market off? Like, maybe I thought these were ideal clients, but they're not. There's so many different things to look at, but just make sure that you're thinking about all of them before you decide to launch again.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely agree and absolutely love the points that you've made. So you keep talking about rinse and repeat launch, right? So tell us, like, what are some top tier launch secrets, at least three launch secrets for that business owner who wants to maybe amp up their launches or maybe get started in the launch world or the online business world?
I would say the first one that seems obvious, but I think many people overlook, is the importance of nurturing your audience and warming them up in advance. And the way to go about doing that, you really need to sit in that marketing seat. Like, as business owners, we all wear different hats. You need to put on your marketing hat when you're doing this and ask yourself, who is my ideal client when they come to the sales page? And how do I prepare that person to be as prepared as possible to be able to make the right decision for them? As marketers and as salespeople, I'm not here to say, yes, my product is for you. I'm just here to help you educate yourself to figure out if it's a good fit for you or not. And you're the only person who knows that. However, a lot of times in these sales conversations that I have with my ideal clients, I realize that the things that are holding them back from joining are oftentimes limiting beliefs or their complete falsehoods, different things that they may believe are true that aren't actually true. So in the lead up to that launch, I would say in the 2 months prior to that launch, how can I make sure that my content is preparing my ideal clients so that by the time my cart opens, they have a really good understanding of all the things that I need them to understand? And I'd recommend everyone who's here to actually sit down and write a list of what do they need to understand about the problem that they're having? What do they need to understand about the solution that you're offering and why it's the right solution? What do they need to understand about you as the authority, as the teacher, as the person who is offering this to them? There's so many different things that you might want them to know about who you are, about your offer, about the problem, about the solution. And it doesn't have to be salesy. You know, I'm going to be talking about launching leading up to the launch without even mentioning Together We Launch. So you don't have to always be mentioning your offer, but you do need to be priming their mind for that topic and for the solving of that problem. So that would be one of the major things that I see people overlook. The second thing is have a launch experience. So for us, we do challenges. We do 5-day challenges. It works really well. People sign up for it. So it's basically like a lead magnet experience. They sign up for this 5-day challenge. They get excited for it. They tell their friends about it. They take the 5-day challenge. They're absolutely blown away by everything that they've learned. And essentially, the purpose of that 5-day challenge is to show them what we are capable of. So think about it for yourself, whatever the problem is that your offer solves, create a 5-day challenge experience that's going to attract a lot of those people and give them small wins along the way so that by the time they get to that 5th day, they're like ready and waiting with their credit card. Like, how do I work with you? Because I know and trust that you can solve my problem and I'm ready to solve this problem. They're hungry to solve it. That's the next thing that I would say is a big launch secret that I don't see a lot of people do. Most of the times people just like, hey guys, my card's open and that's it. But having that live experience really helps build up the hunger for your product and build momentum within your community as well. And then the third thing that I see a lot of people struggle with is just being confident in selling. A lot of people feel sleazy and slimy when they sell. And again, this is a mindset thing. I want to encourage everyone to think about giving your ideal client the solution to their problem through your offer as like a gift. It's like these people want what you have. They want to solve this problem. Your offer can solve the problem for them. So see it as an honor to be the salesperson of whatever it is that you are selling. See it as something exciting to reach out to these people, whether it's in the DMs or whether you're following up with people who are in your challenge. Like for me, when I'm in sales mode and it's an open cart, it's like I leave no stone unturned. I want to be in conversation with people. If they're not buying, I want to know why are they not buying. And it's fine if they tell me like, I don't have the money or whatever. Cool. Good to know. Sorry, you can't join this time. Maybe next time. But a lot of times the reason people aren't joining is because of something that's, like I said, a non-problem. So like someone might say, I don't want to join Together We Launch because my dates don't match the Together We Launch dates, which is a perfect time for me to say, Together We Launch, you can do it literally at any time. You do not have to follow the launch schedule. You can take it and put it into your own calendar and make it work for you. And the amount of sales that I've had for all of my programs where it's these little misbeliefs, these little things that aren't even correct that are holding people back. People are looking to say no. Everyone wants to say no to your offer because they don't want to part with their money. People love holding on to their money, right? So they're looking for any little excuse to say no to you. And my job during the open cart period is to passionately and excitedly show up for these people and show them that those little problems that they have are not even problems and invite them in with warm, welcoming arms. Like I want everyone who launches and who learns to launch through me to see the selling period as like, it's the best part. It's so exciting and it isn't over until it's over. So even for me, I oftentimes will see that on that last day, we will double our sales on the last day. There have been times where I think this launch is not going to hit my goal. And I get like 75% of the way through. And I'm like, sales are slow, slow, slow. And then in the last 2 days, sales come out of nowhere. So it's just always holding on to that belief that the effort that you're putting in now, even if it's not converting into sales now, doesn't mean it's not going to convert into sales by the end of that open cart period.
I actually sat in my head. I said, Leon, this is 6-figure launch secrets. Note it for yourself, right? So if you're listening, note it for yourself because eventually you would want to have your own 6-figure launches and then be able to do it on repeat, right? So first thing, nurture your audience, right? Educate, let them know more about you, et cetera, through your content so that you're not just dropping an offer on them and expecting them to trust you and know you and buy from you, right? The second thing is to give them an experience. Your launch should be an experience. Honestly, I have not seen anyone do a better job at this than Alex herself. Like her entire launch like makes me feel like the world is about to end. It's like, stop what you're doing, right? I remember I was launching while you were launching at the time. I was like, you see how I need to keep her like at a distance because I need to focus on my own launch, right? Because that is how much of attention she really actually pulls when she's launching. And also sell with confidence, like as she said, as Alex said, like your product, you need to believe in it and you need to ensure, you need to know that you are selling something that would help somebody and give someone a transformation. So show up like it, you know, show up like it, show up like when someone parts with their money, they're going to get so much more in return. And I'll add a bonus that you kind of mentioned as a by the way, be prepared to coach them through their objections because sometimes It's a non-issue and it's them kind of just having a human brain and building up a defense mechanism already where they're like, this is why it wouldn't work, this is why it wouldn't work. And sometimes you just need another human being to let them know, actually, maybe you're making it up. It can still work. It can still work if you look at it from this angle and that angle. So kind of being prepared to coach people through their objections in DMs, whether you have sales calls, etc. Yeah?
Yes.
So six figure secrets, my friend, note it somewhere in your notepad, write it down because you don't know when you'll get this again. The next time you get this would be when you actually sign up to work with her in her mastermind together relaunch because it is so much good value that has resulted in her own success and in her client's success as well, right? Okay, so let's get personal. I started following you in 2019, Alex. I don't know if you knew, but I started my entrepreneurial journey in 2019 when I left the corporate world. And during that time, you were extremely active on Instagram. Like, I wasn't really putting myself that much out there. I was kind of tiptoeing in it, but I saw you, I followed you. And I was like, who is this woman and why is she making, like, you know, making money online? Just seems so easy. Like, who is her, you know? So I kind of just paid attention. I was a silent looker for a while. But in 2020 and 2021, I noticed a bit of a shift in how you showed up, you know, like, how do you feel sharing with us, like, exactly what happened and what you would tell someone who may be feeling like if social media feels a bit overwhelming right now and maybe they want to shift in terms of how they show up and how they communicate with their online audience?
Yeah, I love this question. So I think what's very important as a business owner is that we show up. We have to show up. We have to build connections with people online. Like, people need to know who you are. You need to build your authority and your reputation. And all of that is definitely a part of being able to have online success, which we can all know and understand. Simultaneously, we are human beings. We are not machines. And when we create content, it needs to feel fun. It needs to feel nourishing. It needs to feel exciting. And as soon as it stops feeling those things, for me at least, that's a huge sign to back off and to retreat. I've been creating content in the online space since, I want to say, 2009, right? So it's been a long time. And for me in 2020, it was the first time that I started to intuitively feel that it was time for me to slow down on the content creation. I'm a very intuitive person, similarly to how I told you, you know, I knew I was falling out of love with photography, similar to how I said I knew that I was shifting away from teaching Instagram stories. I felt a very clear inner knowing that I needed to stop creating so much content because I was burning out. And also because I understood that there were more efficient uses of my time as a business owner. So at the beginning of 2020, it was actually at the end of 2019, I went to visit Florida. One of my best friends lives there. She was having her baby and I went for the baby shower. And while I was there, her name is Adrienne Dorson. I was talking to her about her program. She has a program called Run Like Clockwork. And this program essentially teaches you organizational efficiency in your business, right? So I was asking her about her clients and like, why do they decide to join? And she said something that really kind of hit me over the head. She said, most people who join Run Like Clockwork join after they've experienced something horrific in their lives, where they maybe they got sick, or maybe someone they love died, or something happened in their life that took them away from their business. And they realize that if they're going to have a successful business, they need to have systems and processes set up so that even if the owner steps away, the business keeps going. At that point, I had a team of three, me and two full-time employees. And I knew that if I stepped away from my business would fall apart. Like, I was the one who was keeping the business running. So in 2019, at the end of 2019, I decide I'm joining Run Like Clockwork because I want to be prepared that if anything should happen, that the business is going to keep working. So I think I made the decision at the end of 2019 to stop the podcast, to stop creating Instagram stories every day. But it was very slow. It was like intuitively, I just gave myself permission to step back and to put more focus on behind the scenes of the business, as opposed to only focusing on getting more and more and more eyeballs. I felt like I had spent the first 10 years of my career actively trying to get as many people to know me as possible. But the back end side of my business, in terms of evergreen sales, in terms of having sequences set up to make sales when we weren't promoting or we weren't launching, making sure that everything on the back end was tight, I didn't have anything set up, right? In terms of like our team systems, our processes, we were using Slack and that's kind of it. Like, we didn't really have any systems. We didn't have any SOPs written down. So beginning of 2020, we start working on SOPs. We start working on, you know, having these systems within our business. And then of course the pandemic hits. And I think for me, the pandemic was such a big thing. I know it was a big thing for everyone, but I got stuck outside of the country. So I was actually in England at the time visiting my mom and dad for what was meant to be 2 weeks. And we ended up getting stuck there for 8 months. And there was something about the lack of control of not being able to go home that was deeply disturbing to me. It was just a time of deep, deep grief and sadness. I just remember feeling like someone had died, even though no one had died. It just was such a sad period for me that by the end of 2020, I was like, okay, I really need to step back from the business even more and like really figure out what's going on internally, because I'm normally someone who loves to work. I show up and I'm excited and I'm like, let's go. Like, I'm pumped to be here. But nearing the second half of 2020, I think I was feeling depressed. I was feeling down. I really needed to focus on my well-being. So from there, right around that time when that was happening, I then find out that my grandmother, who is in Trinidad, was diagnosed with cancer, which again made me feel even more out of control, because I'm very close to my grandmother, and to not be with her because I'm locked out of the country during this pandemic just was like injury to insult for me. Finally, by the end of 2020, I get back to Trinidad. I'm with my granny. And in January, basically the cancer comes back stronger than ever. She now has a tumor on her face, on both her cheek and her tear duct, like her eye, which is swelling. And in a period of like 11 days, her face was ballooning in front of me. And at that point, that's when I realized, like, I need to stop work. Like, I cannot focus on anything else right now other than being present for my grandmother. Because at that point, I didn't have any belief or faith in the doctors, not saying that it's their fault. I know doctors are overworked and there's a lot going on in the healthcare system. It's not their fault. I'm just saying that I didn't feel like anyone was giving her their full attention when it came to her medical situation. So Leon, like, I start researching and I just become like Dr. Beaton. I'm going to doctor's appointments and they're like, oh, you're a doctor. And I'm like, no, I'm just very well researched because I've stopped working and this is now all I do, trying to like find what medication she can be on, etc. Luckily for me at that point, Laura was on maternity leave. So for anyone listening, Laura is my operations manager. She was on maternity leave. So there was kind of like a break in the business anyway, where I could step away. Stacy was there. She was taking care of like all of the daily stuff. We didn't have any ongoing clients at that point. So everything was just kind of on pause. I was able to take care of my granny, be there for her, make sure her medical stuff was great. And then finally, in about April, May, we were able to get her to England, because for a long time our borders were closed. I don't know if you remember, but there was no way of getting her out. And then finally borders open, we sent her to England and she started getting treatment there. So I think for me, it was a mixture of primarily wanting to step away to beef up our operations and our systems and be more efficient. And then luckily we had already started getting that in motion because the pandemic hit. My feelings were like very, very, very low during the pandemic, at the beginning of the pandemic. Then my granny got sick. Then I was taking care of her nonstop and dealing with the chemotherapy and da da da. And then once she left, that's when I was really able to say, okay, now we can launch. And then I went straight into launch mode, which probably looking back wasn't the best idea, because I just went from like all of these intense things to then going straight into launch mode. But as a business owner, like you know when you need to get things done. And I didn't want to wait any longer. I felt like we had already spent so many months paying all these bills in the business. Like I kept my team through that entire time, like all paying all of our expenses that entire time and not launching that entire time. So for me, I felt very like, now's the time to launch. Let's get that revenue streams coming back in. And we did, we launched, I think we launched in July, I want to say June, July period, and had together. We launched very successful, very happy. Which now leads me into this time of the business, which it's so interesting. Like when you've been in business for so many years, it's like different seasons for different things. I feel like having just come out of that kind of dark chapter where I felt so taken away from my business and where I felt so, I just didn't have the zest and the passion. Like my situation with my grandmother was taking up all of my energy and attention. So I think now coming out of that, I just feel so revitalized. I feel like I'm in a new chapter. I feel excited to get to work every day. And yeah, I'm really proud of what we've built. We're now adding to the team, but it was a hard chapter to go through. And I'm lucky that I had that conversation with Adrian Dorison that led me to join Run Like Clockwork, because Run Like Clockwork really helped us to beef up everything in the business to be prepared for when stuff hit the fan.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us, Alex. Like, I can't tell you the amount of times I've had clients, they came to me and they're like, I have health complications. What should I do with my social media? I'm like, nothing. Go take care of yourself. Or I'm on vacation for 2 weeks. Should I schedule my posts ahead? And I'm like, do you want to schedule your posts ahead? Like, it's totally up to you. Like, your business isn't like going to jump on a car and just run away from you. And sometimes it kind of feels like that, like, to be honest, as a fellow online business owner, it feels like if the moment we stop, everything is going to just shatter into the universe and everyone will forget who we are and what we do and we have to start over again, right? But as you've shown us and as you've explained, that seems like almost like a year of a break in a sense, if I get timeline correct. And your business is still here. Your business is better than ever. There are people who's like, I can't wait to work with Alex. I can't wait. So it all goes to show, like, the more you put self before business, guess what happens? Your business just blows up and it takes off when it's ready to take off.
Yeah, and I think the important part is to not put pressure on yourself. So for so long in my head, I was like, you have to show up on stories every day. Like, you're the Instagram story queen. How could you not show up on stories every day? I had this kind of story in my head around the fact that I had to show up. And as soon as I just let that go, it really just felt, you just need to give yourself permission to show up when you want to show up. And so sometimes, like, I'd be in the hospital with my granny and I'd be like, you know what? Today I feel like I could do some stories and I could show up and just like give people a little update as to what's going on. I do like the idea of when you're going through something difficult, even if you want to be private about it, figure out what do you feel comfortable sharing and how do you feel comfortable sharing it and just share that. So even for me at first, it was like, I didn't want to go into the details of like my granny's cancer and everything she was going through, but I felt confident just saying like she has cancer and she's going through chemotherapy. And so that's what I ended up sharing. And I also didn't want to show my face at that time. Like, I did not want to be on camera. I did not want to have to like be like, hey guys, and be pleasant when internally I was feeling like death. So for me, what that meant was just like photos and text. I wasn't doing any video. I wasn't showing my face. So figure out, just because your vision of sharing content may look perfect, doesn't mean you have to show up that way for it to be valuable. Like, is there a way that you can show up less times, maybe not show your face, in a way that's going to feel good for you, that will still keep people up to date? And I can tell you what, like, now having come through it all, I'm so glad that in those small little moments, I just took the time to share what was happening, because now I realize that that whole thing that happened with my granny is a part of my story now. And it's a way, like, these awful things can happen to us in life, but it's a way for us to relate more deeply to other people. I've never experienced anything like that before, but I do feel more strongly connected to my audience having gone through them, because it felt like I got to go through it with my audience in a weird way. Even though I wasn't really DMing with my audience, I was reading the DMs that were coming in, and it made me feel more connected. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that, and thank you for sharing. I feel like this is also a perfect time to mention the little gift that you are leaving our audience with.
I would love to tell them. I actually have the thing written down right here. I'm just going to open it, because Stacey was very clear. She was like, you have to send them to this specific URL. But basically, we are giving you guys a launch checklist, and you can go and check it out at launchwithalex.com/Leon. But it should really help you figure out, like, where are you at when it comes to your launch? How can you be more prepared? What things are you missing? So yeah, you can go and get it at launchwithalex.com/Leon. Yay.
And I love how you say my name. You're like, Leon. You give it a
How do you say it? Because maybe I'm saying it wrong.
I have people call me Leon. Like, everyone enunciates different letters in my name. That's what I realized.
Well, it's a beautiful name. I love it. Leon.
Thank you. And thank you for naming, creating a URL specifically for our listeners. Now, before we go, this was a wonderful conversation. You are an amazing guest on the podcast.
Thank you.
Can our listeners learn more about you? What is your preferred way of connecting?
Well, I think the best thing they can do is go and grab that launch checklist, because when they get the launch checklist, they'll also be added to my email list. And that's really where I send out all of my best content. But obviously, I'm also on Instagram at Alex Beeden. You can also find me on YouTube, or you can go to my website, alexbeeden.com. But like I said, that launch checklist, launchwithalex.com/Leon, that's where it's at.
Awesome. And don't worry, I will link all of the links below in the show notes, especially the wellness and the launch checklist. All right.
Amazing.
So thank you for listening to another podcast episode, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
You've just listened to another episode of Master Marketing and Monetize podcast. If you benefited from this episode, share it to your favorite social media platform and tag me at Leon George. Let's finally master the world of online marketing and create a business of your wildest desires. See you on the next podcast episode.